Hey, we're joined on the phone now by Austin Crabb. Austin is a candidate for the Williamson County Circuit Clerk, as we just said a couple of moments ago when we spoke to her opponent. First off, Austin, morning. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. You know, and it's interesting because after talking to you and talking to your opponent, I started having, I think, a new level of appreciation. I just had that one keyhole, my personal experience. I got to go to the circuit clerk to file this or pay that, as the case may be. And I realized I'm one small – I was standing in line at the circuit clerk's office, Williamson County, and there was a line, right, and of people ready to go in. And I realized that, you know, me times a thousand when it comes to dealing with people. You have a lot of people coming through with a lot of different needs.
Yes. Yes. The circuit clerk's office is busy. We control basically anything that the – courthouse will do, any of the documents, the records, the fines, the fees, anything that needs to be filed, that basically comes through our office, and we have to make sure that things are handled timely and professionally.
Yeah, and you know what? What's interesting, and after talking to this, I realized the amount of records and documentation and certification. You've got two areas that I kind of began to think about your office: the paperwork that's essential for tracking, and the financial aspect and the accountability there, and both very important. But accountability when it comes to people's money, people are pretty sensitive to that subject.
Yes. My area of expertise, I have a master's in accounting, and I've worked in the financial world, taxes, payroll, HR. I currently work in processing legal and bankruptcy documents for service. So I am very aware how important getting things processed timely, getting payments posted to the correct accounts, getting people's money where it needs to go and who it needs to go to be a benefit to the county. The circuit clerk's office must have strong leadership, efficient internal controls, which I'm a stickler for internal controls. So that's one of the things that I will bring to the circuit clerk's office.
One of the items that I think leans into what you're talking about, and it's something that I think only in the last few years I've got a deeper appreciation for, Austin, and that is child support. I really had some friends that spoke to me, and I didn't realize how much you were involved. And I've talked into particular mothers who are waiting for that money for child support. So when you use the word timely, that's what I heard in my mind, was child support. And it's also an intricate problem, too. And not only is it timely, there's a lot of people involved.
Yes. So when the court order is decided on a child support case, it will be filed with the circuit clerk's office. And then the way of payment will be determined. There are a couple of different ways that child support can be paid. The payee can come into the circuit clerk's office. We will receive the payment and distribute those funds to who needs to receive it. They can also be required to pay through the state disbursement unit, but that is not a state requirement. So there are a couple of different ways to get that child support money to the people that need to receive it. And as the circuit clerk's office, we are required to process those funds and disperse them when we get them.
What do you think is the thing that the circuit clerk's office does that the general public would be just almost totally unaware of?
So I was really kind of unaware when I started researching this position, getting my information straight on what I would be doing. I think the amount of money that is taken in by the circuit clerk's office is probably one of the most unknown things, because we basically take in traffic and fine fees, court ordered fees, child support. There is a lot of money that is received by the county. When I reviewed a budget for 2019, I think I calculated about $1.2 million just in fines and fees. So yeah, That's a lot of money. Goes back into the fund.
Yeah, and I find this interesting because let's just imagine this. I'm speeding down 57 and I'm stopped somewhere near Marion. Well, depending on where I'm stopped, some of that money goes to Marion's, but if I'm up down the road, it go to Benton, and I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's split up in so many different ways and continually. Now, what is, because we've only got about a minute here, a minute left, what is your background that prepared you for the Williamson County Circuit Clerk run, and why Austin Crabb?
So my background, I have worked in multiple areas through my professional life. I have worked in payroll, human resources, processing, wage garnishments, child support garnishments. I have also worked in processing legal documentation. I've also worked on the federal level when it comes to bankruptcy processes. So knowing how the public side works brought me into contact with the circuit clerk's office. So then I have to learn how the circuit clerk's office works and what timeliness means and consistency. So that's really what piqued my interest into this position, knowing that I have done pretty much all of the jobs that are incorporated in the circuit clerk's office. I believe that I am the right candidate for the job because of my work ethic, my attention to detail, and my willingness to enhance and make processes efficient for the public and the judicial members.